Now, Carl Merry has returned with another story, and I believe this one concerns somebody called Rynak Sal.
Rynak
Sal. How do you spell
W-R-Y, and then necked, N-E-C-K-E-D.
I would never have got that. Necked. Rynak
Sal. It's a description of how her neck was.
Right.
After an encounter with a white lady.
Oh, you better tell us all.
Sal was a milkmaid, and she was just walking past Hadley Castle as dawn was breaking. She was on her way to milk the herd of cows. As she passed by a bush near the castle, emerging from it, she saw a white lady, a ghostly presence. She was tall and thin, and wearing a curious robe of white knotted wool, which trailed behind her on the dew-wet grass. The white lady approached Sal. As she got near, Sal could feel her cold breath on her cheek. And beneath the white veil, Sal could just make out the glitter of coal-black eyes. "Meet me here at midnight," the lady said. "I shall tell you all the mysteries of this place." And with that, she vanished. The white lady vanished, and Sal went about her business. She milked the cows. She went about her usual daily duties. But all day, she wondered just what the mysteries of Hadley Castle were. She imagined all sorts of romantic stories of knights in shining armour, of young girls being courted by such fine men. Or perhaps there was treasure buried there, chests full of gold coins and jewels, and she would be rich, for the white lady would show her where they were buried. But as night approached, as darkness began to fall, Sal began to have doubts. What would she find there, out in the dark? A badger, or a weasel, no doubt, but nothing more. To walk at midnight to Hadley Castle, was that a good idea? No, she wouldn't go. And when it began to pour with rain, well, her mind was firmly made up. She would not venture out that night. And when the hour of midnight came, Sal was fast asleep, snug and warm in her feather bed, oblivious to the storm that raged outside. But the next morning, once again, just as dawn was breaking, she was there near Hadley Castle. And as she passed by that bush, there once more was the white lady. "You did not come," the white lady said. "How dare you disobey me?" And with that, she struck Sal across the neck. And so strong was the white lady's blow that Sal's neck was almost dislocated. The white lady disappeared. But from that day on, Sal could not fully support her own head. It always hung to one side. And although she could still milk cows, she now became an object of fun and interest. I was known to all as Wry-necked Sal.
Well, I can't say I blame her for not going out at midnight to Hadley Castle, particularly if it's chucking it down with rain. But
while still wonders what her reward might have been, what the mysteries of the era are, we've never found out. Maybe the white lady has approached other young women or young men,
yes,
and no one has yet had the courage to visit her at midnight.
Well, there you are. We'll have to hope that we find out one day. And what have you got for us the next week? Is it another
white lady? This one from East Mersey.
Right.
This one's set at the time of the Civil War, English Civil War.
Right, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much, Carl.